Hi, everyone. It's Melissa Morrow again, and I hope you're enjoying our new podcast. This episode that's coming up is going to be a live recording from my Monday morning radio show, and we're going to go over all kinds of tips and information about real estate and home staging. It's not in keeping with the rest of our format necessarily, where we're just breaking down the business part of it, but since this is what I do for a living, and I do think it's good information out there for anybody who wants to sell for more money or wants to have a better business in real estate, I'm going to go ahead and include it as part of my podcast. I hope that you will enjoy it. Thanks.
America, Sister Golden Hair here on WSOS. Hope you're having a good Monday morning. It is beautiful outside, right? Not a cloud in the sky. No chance of rain, according to the National Weather Service here in Northeast Florida. No chance of rain tonight either. Our chance of rain doesn't come back until, maybe a little bit tomorrow afternoon. Melissa Morrow joins me here live in the studio. She's going to help us play the music here for the next 30 minutes, and we appreciate her taking time out of her busy schedule, and she is busy indeed. She is with Rave Home Staging. She's the proud owner. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, it's great to have you back. And of course, Rave Home Staging, man, they have been helping so many people, investors and homeowners, sell their homes quickly. On average, you guys can sell a house how much faster than if I just list it, you know, vacant and empty and ugly?
So national statistics are 78% more quickly.
Wow. And that's been, your experience is even better than that.
It really is. We tend to find that homes that have been on the market a significant period of time, we've had homes that have been on the market for over a year. We come in and stage them and they literally sell in days.
You can go on Facebook and just search Rave Home Staging. We just put up actually an item on our news feed on WSOS Radio. If you just search us, you'll be able to connect with Melissa right away. And I'm going to give you her phone number too. She's going to give it to you here a couple of times over the next 30 minutes. So get ready to jot that down. One quick question I had from the last time that we spent some time with you, Melissa, is that a lot of folks have, you know, an existing home that they are getting ready to sell, or they're trying to sell right now and they may be having some issues doing that. Can you also stage a home if they already have stuff in their home?
Yeah, one of the misconceptions, we do a lot of vacant staging, and I would say our company is probably one of the best known for vacant stagings in the area. But one of the misconceptions is that if you're living in a home, you can actually have it staged, and it's just as effective as if you were staging occupied or if you were staging vacant. And the nice thing is when it's occupied, we try to use everything you already have in the house. We're not saying take it all out and we bring new stuff in. That's what people think, but we actually have really good results using exactly what you have, just sort of rethinking about how it goes. 9 times out of 10, it's taking stuff away, but in times where people, particularly minimalists, and there are a lot of minimalists here in Florida, they almost have too sterile of an environment. So in those few instances, we bring few things in.
Yeah. I think a lot of us, as just a regular Joe consumer, I guess my sense is, oh yeah, you only bring in the staging folks when you don't have any furniture. You got a vacant home, you moved out of your house already, and you're having trouble selling it, so you bring in a staging company. But that's not the case.
Not at all. Usually, if you call us before your house goes on the market, a lot of times we'll get calls from homeowners before they've even chosen an agent. And then, you know, we kind of help them through the whole process. But you do want to address it before it goes on the market for maximum value. And what we'll do in an occupied home is we'll come in and make recommendations. We can do a walk and talk, which is you take all the notes, we give you all the information, we can provide you a written report, and that typically starts right around the 225 range. And again, you can typically experience up to 10% higher values in your home when it's professionally staged. Yeah. So that's a really good investment.
Yeah, I think that's another really key point. By the way, that's Melissa Morrow. That's her voice. She is with Rave. That's Rave Home Staging. And just search them on Facebook and you'll be able to connect with her. And we're going to give you a phone number for Melissa here in just a second. But, you know, I think a lot of folks think, well, I need to stage my home just to sell it. But indeed, I think what we're seeing, and there's a lot of data to back this up, is that no, you stage the home almost as importantly to get the best price.
Absolutely. Yeah. Today, right now, the market is hot. So when people think about home staging, they're like, oh no, the house is going to sell. It's going to sell quickly. And that may be true, especially if you have like a remodeled house or new construction, you know, in the last few years, if it's in really good condition, if the house itself is in really good condition. But what people don't think about is, yes, it'll sell quickly. No doubt about that. in today's market. But if you bring in a stager and we make recommendations, our job is to control the buyer's eye as they walk through the house. So they're focusing specifically on the features and benefits of that property. Home buyer is in a house for less than 11 minutes when they're buying a home.
Wow.
And they have to remember maybe 10 houses through a weekend. And so our job is to capture all of their attention in those 11 minutes to focus on exactly what they want them to see.
Isn't that funny? That probably the biggest investment most people make, and we spend 11 minutes
deciding. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, we spend way more time looking at a car, which depreciates in value. Yeah,
or a sweater.
I mean, lots of things. We consumer reports everything, but homes are sold, bought and sold completely on emotion.
Yeah, it is very interesting. Well, obviously, Melissa Morrow knows her stuff. Rave Home Staging. It's not going to cost you anything to call her, talk with her a little bit. Maybe you set up just a consultation. Maybe you let her actually take care of your home. Perhaps you're thinking of listing it at some point either this summer or this fall. You need to factor that in. I would think that's just as important as hiring a real estate agent. And obviously, you'll work with the real estate agent as well. Because
of course.
So much of what you do, too, I think impacts when photography is made, when videos are made of the property, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, again, most homeowners don't sell homes very often. We deal with, like this last week, we staged 13 houses. And that's actually more than most realtors do. So we typically have more market knowledge than the average real estate agent because we deal with more volume of homes than the average real estate agent.
Right.
We deal with multiple agents, you know, all over the place. So we actually have typically more information on what's happening in the market than even the gifted professionals and that. So we're able to make recommendations, not so much on price and things like that. That's the agent's job. But we are able to say what the market is looking for specifically, and we know it very well. How quickly we can get that house merchandised and marketed, when the photographer should come, when it should be listed on MLS, those types of things. And we know it down to a pretty much a science at this point.
Hmm. Very interesting. Melissa Morrow, once again, with Rave Home Staging. That's Rave Home Staging. Find her on Facebook. We'll be back. All right, so here's the number we don't want you to lose. Once again, Melissa Morrow with Rave Home Staging. Many of you out there know people who are in the process of putting on the market a home or a condo. Maybe you're thinking about it at some point here in the next few months. You need to get in touch with Melissa. We put all of her information up on our Facebook page at WSOS Radio. She has a great Facebook page as well. She also has one of these things called a telephone. I've heard about that. Have you heard about those things?
I have. I personally only use the digital compartment, but the rest of my team actually answers them.
Yeah. All right. How about that? Your phone number is?
It is 904-379-5523. And you're not going to reach me. You're going to either reach Jessica or Lauren, and they're going to answer all your questions.
There you go. 904-379-5523. If you have any questions about staging your home or a condo to make it sell, not only sell quickly, which it will, but sell at top price.
Absolutely.
Right?
Today, it's not about the speed. It's about the money.
Absolutely. I mean, if you talk to Vince Patizzi, some of the other real estate agents that we've spoken with here at WSOS, and they will tell you that, a home on average may sell here in less than 30 days in St. Johns County, but it's about price. It's about getting exactly what you want and maybe even a little bit more than asking price.
Yeah. And one of the things that I so much love about my job is it's very unusual that I'm a creative that also loves statistics, but I love statistics. I love seeing what we do and how we affect the market. And what's common is in markets where we're actually staging multiple homes in an area, we're bringing up property values.
Yeah.
So we're not only selling them more quickly, but we're actually selling them at the top end of the market. And so when we have a house that sells at the very high end of the market and it raises market comps, it means that all of the neighbors, actually, their prices increase as well. Their values increase. So if you have neighbors that have houses for sale, you should be sending them our way because your property value will go up.
So how extensive, does your work become? In other words, what's the most extensive home staging you've had to do?
I mean, we make recommendations on a lot of things. We're not, you know, we're not general contractors, right. And you know, we'll tell them to paint and replace carpeting and things like that, but we never ask you to do major recommendations. We don't tell you to move walls and do all those kinds of things, but we do want to make the house appealing for the most likely buyer who's going to purchase it. And that's one of the things that I think is very different about our model than some of the other staging models out there. Is we typically hear staging talked about as like kind of casting a broad net, making it appealing to a broad variety of buyers. And we look at it from a position where we're actually looking at who's most likely going to purchase your house. What does that buyer demographic look like? And how are they going to live in that house? And we look at all of that information, and then we turn that that into a plan as to how we're going to stage the house. Right. So we're going to affect colors, we're going to affect furniture layouts, how they're going to live in the house, all of that. And today, the average seller is about 13 to 15 years older than the average buyer.
Really?
For that same house.
So, yeah, so basically you're making the house more youthful.
Typically we are.
Yeah. And as somebody, you know, I'm in my mid-50s or whatever, so I probably don't have a very good sense of what somebody in their 30s is really looking for, right? And it's just a different generation.
Right. If you look at, if any individual looks at somebody that's about 15 years younger than them,
right,
and they think about their home probably doesn't look like that person 15 years younger than them. And our job is to get it to look like it is, even using your own stuff,
right,
because that's who's most likely to buy your house.
Well, and also, if you didn't join us, Melissa had a great point earlier, by the way. She is the owner of Rave Home Staging, Rave Home Staging here in Northeast Florida. But you made a good point about how, you know, people, you know, they need to think about what it's going to be like for them when they live in your house.
Yeah.
Not necessarily how nice you can make your house based on what you have around you, but what they are going to want to experience.
Right. Well, we're tuned into WSOS. Most people are tuned into WIIFM, which is what's in it for me.
Okay.
So, and when buyers are tuned into what's in it for me, as they're going through the house, that's all they care about. But homes are bought and sold on emotion. They're there once they've narrowed down the price point and the general geographic area, how many bedrooms, how many baths, you know, what kind of school zones they want, those kinds of things. Then it comes down to they still have a myriad of choices to look at, and they're going to walk in there, and whatever home is creates the most emotional cues for them is what they're going to buy. So that's sort of the whole purpose of what we're doing, is we're creating the WIIFM in that home, is what's in it for me, what's in it for that home buyer.
Yeah, the other interesting point that you made too, Melissa, is that they're also probably only going to spend 11 minutes doing
11
it.
11 minutes.
You know, so you've got 11 minutes to convince somebody that not only should they buy your house, which maybe they're going to do anyway, but that they should pay top price because they don't want to lose it. They don't want to lose it to somebody else bidding, right?
Right. And you know, we talk about saving time on market. And yes, the market is going really fast. And, you know, you mentioned that, sure, a home should sell in less than 30 days. For us, a home should sell in less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
And the reason for that is because when somebody falls in love with a house, when they've toured 10 or 15 houses and they're ready to make a decision, and maybe they haven't even toured that many, they just walk in and they go, this is the one, I know this is the one. But when they're in there and they've got those 11 minutes, if they're emotionally attached to it, they're willing to pay more money. But in addition to that, if they're looking at all these, people tend to name the houses. Have you ever been house shopping?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, that's the blue house, or you know, that's the
cat smell house.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you don't want to be that one.
You don't want to be that one. Yeah. Right. So people name the houses, and the question is, are they going to name it something positive, or are they going to name it something negative?
Right.
What are they going to remember that house from when they're looking at 10 or 12 houses?
Right. That's the one with the really cool walls.
Yeah.
You know. It's amazing. This is such an effort in psychology, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's way more than people think it is.
Oh yeah. No, I believe that completely. And it's just one of the, well, if it's not the most important purchase you make, it's certainly one of the top two or three. And people don't make it that often. So you want to make sure that you bring sort of all the ammunition to bear to make sure that you not only sell your house quickly, but that you get the maximum price. And that's what Melissa and her team, that's what they bring to the table at Rave Home Staging. That's Rave Home Staging. Got a great presence on Facebook, very active in social media. But they also have a good old-fashioned telephone at 904-379-5523. That's 904-379-5523. Melissa Morrow with Rave Home Staging. We'll be back. ABBA here on 103.9 and 95.7. And, of course, we stream this music online all the time at staugustineradio.com. And there's also the WSOS app that you can download from the Apple App Store and also from Google Play. Joining me live here in the studio, of course, Melissa Mero. She's been with us now for the last 30 minutes or so, getting us up to speed on home staging here in Northeast Florida. Boy, what a difference it can make in selling your home, not only super fast, but getting, you know, asking price, maybe even a little bit more than asking price, right?
Yeah, we've had a lot of homes recently go under multiple offers. And of course, when you're getting multiple offers, you're bound to get the best deal as the homeowner.
What's the most common thing you see? Not to be critical of homeowners, I'm sure you could find whatever this issue is in my own home, but what's the most common thing you see in a home that's for sale that just needs to be changed? Like, that's like the number one thing. Like, you walk in and you go, okay, here we go again. You know,
too much stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
You know, and like, my personal taste is very country, so I have like a lot of stuff right in my house. But when you are selling the house, I kind of think of it, and while we're here in the summertime, we don't think about it, but like at Christmas time,
right,
those of you who celebrate Christmas or know somebody that celebrates Christmas, and you put up your Christmas decor and it's gorgeous and it's wonderful and it's magical, and then you sort of take down your Christmas stuff and it's almost like your house breathes again because all that stuff got put away and your house seems twice as big, even though it really wasn't that much out there. Honestly, when you start taking a few pieces away from your existing furniture and stuff collections, then your house breathes again. And our goal is to showcase the property, not the things. Hmm. If people are in the house, again, 11 minutes is what they have. If they're in the house and they're focused on the things, they are never going to remember the house.
Right. Yeah, they're going to say, oh, there was this, all this little ticky-tacky stuff, or, you know, lots of bowling trophies, or, you know, whatever, you know. But you also, I've listened, of course, you make a great point, too. We don't want to make it so incredibly sterile that they can't even imagine what it would be like for humans to live there.
No. You know, we need to make sure that there's enough seating and enough lounging space that anybody that's moving into the house can feel comfortable in it. And again, because we are typically looking at the seller being about 15 years older than the buyer, in some of these markets, where the homeowner, maybe they've moved into, their kids were young and they moved into a community where it was a very family-oriented community, and now their kids have left the nest and they've taken over the spare room as a sewing room or an office. Those things need to be transformed back into bedrooms, because homeowners that are shopping need to put kids in those rooms, so those closets that are full of stuff need to be downsized into actually putting room for kids to hang their clothes and bedrooms to be bedrooms, those types of things.
Yeah, a lot of folks wouldn't think that way. You're right. You know, when the kids have left, maybe you turn it into an office, or somebody turns it into a hobby room or something like that. But if somebody's 32 years old and they're looking in your neighborhood here in Northeast Florida, odds are they probably want them to be bedrooms.
Yeah, if they're looking for, like, say, a 4-2, and they need to put kids in those bedrooms, then it has to be shown as a 4-2 with those four bedrooms being bedrooms. Because homeowners who have kids that need to stick them in there don't typically see craft rooms and offices as bedrooms. They won't remember that way when they walk out the door.
Well, I was telling, of course, Melissa off the air that I had a personal experience with selling a home in Rural Golf Village not too long ago, and staging made all the difference. I mean, the home went basically within 48 hours of being staged. People, and myself included, you think you have the imagination to figure out what that home's going to look like, but when you walk into a completely vacant place, most of us just don't have that gift.
No, not only that, but you're going to see every nick on the wall, every scratch, every ding, and you're going to walk out remembering sort of the flaws of the house versus the opportunities in the house. Yeah. And today, open floor plans are really popular, but for some unknown reason, people always think that furniture needs to go up against the walls.
Right.
And often in today's open concepts, the furniture needs to be floated. And if you're not showing it as floated, then they just can't imagine where the TV goes and where the couch goes and how they're going to arrange that space.
Yeah, that's a very good point. All right. Melissa Mero is with us. And of course, she is the proud owner of Rave Home Staging. That's Rave Home Staging. If you have any questions about cost, that sort of thing, schedule, how long does it take to get your home, you know, situated and ready to sell? If you have a home for sale right now and it hasn't moved as quickly, or you've received an offer that you rejected because it didn't come close to price, then, you know, you need to talk to her. Call 904-379-5523. That's 904-379-5523. Or find her on Facebook. Once again, just search for Rave Home Staging. We also just put all of her information on our Facebook page at WSOS Radio. We're going to come back and wrap things up with Melissa, so stay tuned. Emotions here on 103.9 and 95.7. Hope you're having a good Monday morning. Melissa Merrow is with us, and she is the proud owner of Rave Home Staging. That's Rave Home Staging. Gosh, you know, probably the biggest business we have here in St. Johns County in Northeast Florida is the home and real estate market, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's huge.
Huge.
You know, and you look at all the home development, not only in the northern part of St. Johns County with Nocatee and 210 and World Golf Village, but now even to the south here in St. Augustine, 207 and US 1 South. Lots of homes changing hands. And I'll tell you, Melissa plays a key role in those homes changing hands much faster than they would have otherwise. And also, more importantly, I would argue, making sure that you get your price. A lot of folks are out there saying, you know, all I got to do is stick a for sale sign out front. I'm going to sell because this market is so hot right now. But man, think about all the extra money you could get if somebody was actually excited about your home.
Home staging is definitely an investment in your equity preservation. That's kind of how we look at it. It is never an expense. It is always an investment. And most of our customers will tell us that they're going to get at least 3 to 5 times what they spend. And those are not when they're doing consultation. Those are when they're doing full home stages, which start at about 1% of list price.
Yeah. So it can make a huge difference in the amount of money that you make. This is a classic case of invest a little bit now and then reap a lot more later.
Absolutely.
You know, spend a little bit on home staging on this front end. And I know that's going to make some of you grimace a little bit, but it's almost a guaranteed lock that you are going to make more money on the back end of the deal, you know?
Well, and you're going to have some realtors that are going to say, oh no, we don't need staging. We're just going to compete on price.
Right.
And the question is that really where you want to compete? The cost of staging is typically less than a single price reduction, and there's absolutely zero value in a price reduction.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to make that money up in the cost, you know, that you're not going to have to reduce. And you're also just going to make it up in peace of mind. I mean, every day, I know from personal experience, and many of you out there have had the same experience, every day that you have a home, your home is on the market and you're not getting an offer is another day of anxiety.
Well, not only is it another day of anxiety, but the first question that somebody asks when they've decided they like a home and are considering making an offer is, how long has the home been on the market? That's
right.
The first question they ask the realtor. And the bigger that number, the lower the offer price.
Well, especially in this market, right? You know, nowadays it used to be, well, if the home is on the market for 3 or 4 or 5 months, you might start scratching your head. Now, if it's been on the market 5 weeks, you're like, well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, actually, it's down to about 3 weeks. If the home has been on the market more than 21 days, buyers are already asking what's wrong with the house.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And nobody cares if they've done a price reduction. So if you've, like, let's say your house has been on the market for 21 days and you took a $5,000 or $10,000 price reduction on the average house, the buyers who are coming into that, they neither know nor care that you took a price reduction.
Right. That's not going to impact anything.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Now, arguably, yeah, if they see the home that's staged and they feel like, gosh, you know, it gives, I think, the buyer that feeling of, hey, I'm moving into a, you know, into a model home, you know, which is what everybody really wants to do anyway.
Sure. Why do you think they build them?
Exactly. Good point, right? Well, Melissa can help you with all these issues. She can talk to you about price. Obviously, there's a lot of variables out there depending on size of home and timetables and all that kind of stuff. So the best thing that we can recommend for you is to get in touch with her, especially if you're thinking about listing your home at some point in the next year. Now's a good time to plan, figure all that stuff out, make sure that you can coordinate what she does with your real estate agent and the like. So once again, Melissa Merrow, Rave Home Staging. We've put all of her information up on our Facebook page. You can also just search Facebook and go directly to her. And you can go old school and call her. What's that phone number again?
That phone number is 379-5523.
Once again, Rave Home Staging, 904-379-5523. 4 minutes now before 10 o'clock. Melissa, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me. I hope you enjoy that broadcast of our Monday morning radio show. We stream live every Monday on WSOS Radio out of St. Augustine, Florida, and you can catch us live at staugustineradio.com. Thanks for joining us today, and we will see you again soon.